tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 71 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutors rested their case against Hunter Biden in the federal gun trial. The defense is now up. He's accused of lying about his drug use in 2018 to buy a firearm. ABC's Olivia Rubin is in Delaware.
One of them, Jimmy Biden, of course, the brother of President Biden, the uncle of Hunter, someone who Abby Lowell in his opening statement said paid for some of Hunter's rehab treatments. And then, of course, Naomi Biden, Hunter's daughter, President's granddaughter, who may be able to say that she spoke to her father during the time in which he owned that gun, maybe even saw him, that he was not on drugs.
President Biden in France commemorating D-Day in a speech in Normandy, saying the challenges of Allied forces that they faced 80 years ago are still present today with conflicts around the world. In Arizona, former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former Trump campaign aide Michael Roman pleading not guilty in court to charges related to fake electors and efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. This is ABC News. More than two dozen migrants were given medical attention after they were found in what authorities describe as a human smuggling attempt inside a flatbed trailer in Texas.
Police were tipped off that a gooseneck trailer hauling one large corrugated pipe to San Antonio from Laredo was fitted with a steel mesh below, just above the road. Deputies followed it to a tiny, unair-conditioned safe house.
It's just blazing hot in there. Fortunately, we were able to get these people before any of them passed as a result.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says seven suspected smugglers were arrested, describing the operation as
clearly cartel-related.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FDA has reversed its 2022 decision to ban Juul products, reopening the door for authorization. The agency claimed at the time the company lacked sufficient evidence regarding the toxicological profile of the products to demonstrate that the marketing of those products met the public health standard. And an emotional goodbye in store tonight for Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak. He retires after more than 40 years on the air. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 74 with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds building in, a 50% chance of showers late, a low of 54, and tomorrow, plenty of clouds with areas of light rain, a high of 71. In Richland Center, we have west winds 3 to 7 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 55, it's 71 degrees.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11-ounce package, $3.75. Red Hot Burgers, 32 ounces, 6-count box, $5. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, 18-ounce package, $7.75. Bockler's Brats, $4 a pound. Dr. Pepper Products, 6 16-ounce bottles, $4.25. Check out the cheese and produce while you're here. At the Bag Center, Farmer's Special, 30-inch bale wrap, including Sunfilm Gold, $96, with a total of 8 different kinds to choose from. We also carry egg bags and bunker covers. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Good afternoon. It's 72 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade, thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
In contrast, Republicans are running in 11 Senate districts. 120 Democrats are running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 Assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We would have filled those final two if we'd had just a little more time, but of course, had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two as well.
In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts. Madison will be sending police officers to assist with the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The Cap Times reports 85 Madison officers will assist with crowd management motorcades, mounted patrols, and SWAT situations. Assistant Chief Matt Tai is leading the team. He says with large protests expected, their main focus is preventing people from getting hurt. Special officers have already been doing training exercises in Milwaukee, police, and the Wisconsin National Guard. The Republican National Convention is June 15th through 18th in Milwaukee. The head of Wisconsin's K-12 school says lawmakers are dragging their heels on releasing literacy program funding. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has yet to release some $49 million earmarked to pay for Wisconsin Act 20, which requires schools to update their programming on literacy. Democratic Governor Tony Evers used his line item veto to modify the law, removing strict requirements put in place by Republicans on how that money would be used. The legislature is currently suing Evers over that veto. Protesters were led out of the University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting Thursday. About 12 pro-Palestinian protesters interrupted the Regents meeting at UW-Milwaukee, continuing their calls for the UW to cut ties with Israel over that country's continued attacks on Gaza. Police cited 7 of them for disorderly conduct and escorted them from campus. Campus officials say they respect people's rights to protest, but that guidelines for the meeting meant no one was allowed to shout or hold signs. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources congratulates the winners of 2024 Invasive Species Action Awards presented by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council during Invasive Species Action Month. The governor appointed council advisors, the DNR, and the state legislature on invasive species issues. This year's winners include, in the professional individual category, Jeb Barzin of Spring Green. Barzin's mission is to help farmers give back to nature by planting native species and restoring native habitats through the Healthy Grown program. He educates farmers on using pesticides cautiously and regularly teaches a class on using prescribed burning as a controlled method. He eagerly shares the workload and teaches others the basics and importance of invasive control. The council gives the awards, previously known as the Invader Crusader Awards, to individuals and groups in professional and volunteer settings that positively impact the fight against invasives. The winners represent all regions of Wisconsin. They used many different approaches in their fight against invasives, but each winner is united in putting in long hours in the ongoing battle against the spread of invasive species. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held a public hearing in Ashland this week on Enbridge's application to relocate a 12-mile segment of Line 5 and build a new 41-mile segment outside lands of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The proposal comes after a federal judge ruled in 2022 Enbridge had illegally trespassed on the tribe's northern Wisconsin reservation. The decision is now on appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals. Tribal leaders and environmental activists argue not building the line will protect the region's waters, while business groups maintain the project will provide employment and access to reliable energy. The decision to bottle feed or breastfeed is usually a personal decision. However, experts agree that breast milk is the healthier option for babies. New research at Marshfield Clinic Health Systems show that exclusive breastfeeding rates are drastically lower in the Asian Hmong population. These statistics are startling and warrant further discussion to identify the gaps in equitable care. Kaya Lohr is a Medical College of Wisconsin-Wausau medical student. She is leading the effort to interview Hmong women over 18 who have children or are currently pregnant to gain a better understanding of the factors influencing Hmong women's decision to breastfeed or bottle feed. Lohr said she is committed to women's health, health equity, and always seeking ways to enhance health care by delivering community-specific care. Local leaders in Wisconsin support tighter emission standards for vehicles in the U.S. starting in 2 years. Pamela Guthman is a member of the Chippewa County Board and a registered nurse.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
Guthman says cleaner cars are good for everyone.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. It's 71 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1216. The Hillside Theater at Taliesin reopens this weekend. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 71 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. Taliesin Preservation and the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation will celebrate the reopening of the historic Hillside Theater and Frank Lloyd Wright's 157th birthday tomorrow after a four-year hiatus. After the 4 years of extension restoration, an invitation is extended to you to join in a celebration of the reopening of Hillside Theater. Emily Butler is the Associate Vice President of Strategic Planning and Partnerships for the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation.
We want to preserve these structures so that they can continue to be used
as they were always intended to be used, but for an ever-growing audience and to adapt to modern needs. So that's exactly what we did with the Hillside Theater. We were able to maintain and restore and preserve a lot of the historic finishes. So every single surface was touched and refinished. So the plaster, the wood flooring on the stage, the hillside curtain was completely restored as well, conserved. We had a couple pieces of art that went out to conservators that are now back. And then kind of one of the bigger transformations truly was at the back of the stage, which was formerly just a pretty traditional dirt floor dank basement that you wouldn't really want to go into. That was transformed into a couple of green rooms, an accessible restroom, and kind of a fully furnished tech space as well. So that's one of the upgrades that really transformed the theater, allowed for modern performers to really utilize the space. Additionally, we had a couple other accessibility upgrades. We transformed the one restroom that is inside the theater proper into an accessible restroom and made some accessible pathways that people were able to get into the theater as well.
The historic Hillside Theater was a place where Frank Lloyd Wright enjoyed viewing cultural performances in the 1950s and stands today as a place of community and shared appreciation for the arts. Butler says, however, it's a small theater.
It's 100 seats, so it's really an intimate feeling. It's a little bit of a combination between a thrust theater and a black box. The Hillside Theater is a part of the larger Hillside Complex, which is really, it was the center of life for Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin Fellowship. So all these young men and women came to Taliesin to learn about architecture, but they were also learning about life in general. They would farm, they would practice music. All of the arts were celebrated at Taliesin, not just architecture. So the Hillside Theater is where the theatrical arts were performed, right? They would put on plays, perform music, they would design and sew their own costumes. And it was also a place where the community was invited in to take in these performances. So we're really happy to be able to preserve the structure and reopen it for a modern audience.
A rededication event will be held at the Hillside Theater tomorrow. However, tickets are sold out. Tickets are still available for an evening of music with Third Coast Percussion. Third Coast Percussion is a Grammy Award-winning Chicago-based percussion quartet and is the first percussion ensemble to ever win the Revered Music Award.
We want to be known as the place that there's always something going on at Taliesin, right? So on a Friday or Saturday, when you're looking for something to do, you want to drive over to Spring Green and see something going on at the Hillside Theater. So that could be an academic lecture. It could be a music performance. It could be a theatrical performance. We're doing a couple of film screenings this year. So really a wide variety of uses, really bringing in diverse performances to attract a more diverse audience.
Tickets for the live performance are priced at $100 and are available online through the Taliesin website. The program can also be live streamed for $15 per household. The links to purchase tickets are available on WRCO's community calendar webpage. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, hosted by the Nelson family, will be held this Sunday at Huff Nelson Farms near Ithaca. Breakfast organizer Annette Lewis thinks the location is great.
It's a wonderful location, and I'm so grateful that the Nelsons have consented to hosting again. They did 11 years ago. So this is awesome that we can come back here again.
Sponsors are a big part of helping the breakfast run by supplying transportation, food, and more. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast has many sponsors this year.
We have a lot of good sponsors. Far as the buses this year, we have Jones Chevrolet is sponsoring a bus. We have Vance Pump Well Solutions are sponsoring a bus. St. Joseph is doing half a bus, and WCCU is doing the other half of a bus. Compeer is doing the ice cream this year. Oakwood Fruit Farm always sponsors us applesauce. because that's a close product to their heart. We also have many different people that the Nelsons do business with, and all the proceeds go right to the breakfast buying all the dairy products, such as the cheese curds, the sliced cheeses. We get a donation of sliced cheese from Meissner's in Muscadet. Russian Locker slices all the cheese. We do over 12 cheese trays for the day. The cheese curds is over 200 pounds of cheese, Car Valley cheese curds. And then we also have Prairie Farms is donating all the cartons of milk that day, which is 2,000 chocolate and 1,000 white. We are getting gallons of white milk that we use to stir up and make that rich pancake batter from Quick Trip, along with the butter comes from Quick Trip too. So we try to keep purchasing most of the items within the county. All the dairy products are within the county.
Volunteers are another big part of helping the breakfast succeed. Whether they are sports teams, clubs, or other organizations, the Richland County Dairy Breakfast relies on them all.
We've been very fortunate. We were up to Adam and Ann Durst. We were just talking about Adam, Louise, and Mick and Carly Hipshes up on that ridge, and it's been very fortunate, especially for me when I'm here and can find a lot of free volunteers in this area. Knowing the football team and feeding right. them helps, the track team and the National Honor Society is always looking, those kids are always looking for volunteer hours, and several of them have grown up helping.
The Nelson family looks forward to greeting you this Sunday. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday from 7 to 1 at Huff Nelson Farms, located on Huffman Lane near Ithaca. Parking is available at Ithaca School and Willow Valley Church with free busing to the farm. Cost of the breakfast is $5 per person, free for children 3 and under. Due to the drop in the water level, effective immediately, the no-wake order on Swan Lake in Columbia County has been lifted. It's 72 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center at 1229 on this Friday, June 7th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Anna Leona Turnip Seed, 76, of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. Anna Turnipseed is survived by her husband Kirby, 4 children, Andrew Stebbins, Kelvin and Kristen Stebbins, and Sarah and Brent Stibbe, all of Richland Center, and Terry Turnipseed Bierman of Sauk City. 15 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, brothers and sister Donald Briggs and Timothy Briggs, both of Madison, and Jean Briggs Eisburner of Montello, sister-in-law Suzanne Bartles of Boscobel, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson is survived by her husband Brent, sister Sally and Dale Smith of Minnesota Lake, brother Rick and Rachel Fox of Platteville, sister-in-law Connie and Howard Anderson of Oshkosh, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died yesterday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 to 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles Aber is survived by his wife of 35 years, Janet, a brother, Richard and Kay Aber of Alaska, a sister, Linda and Zeke Turner of Richland Center, and 2 nephews. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died Saturday at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, June 15th, at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, June 15th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Byers is survived by brothers and sisters Catherine Flansburg, Eleanor Friedley, Shirley Cornels, Harold Ivan, Bud Byers, Kenneth Byers, Karen and Bob Kuykendall, and Carrie and Sharon Byers. Also many nieces and nephews. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 15th, from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Hillesheim is survived by his wife of 47 years, Jodine, children Keith and Mindy Hillesheim, Megan Dieter, and Nick and Melissa Hillesheim, 7 grandchildren, his sister Donna Bakken, mother-in-law Lois Anderson, brother-in-law Larry and Charmaine Anderson, nieces and nephew. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary Service will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th from 1 until 3. Linda Sherd is survived by her mother, Arbutus Schumacher, two sisters, Kathy and Tom Pulvermacher, and Pat and Ray Wilson. Special friend and neighbor, Kenda Tisdale, nieces and nephews, many great-nieces and great-nephews, and a great-great-niece. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died Monday after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday, June 30th at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday, June 30th from 11 to 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. John Hale is survived by his wife of 55 years, Nancy, four children, Carrie and Michael Credico of Las Vegas, Don and David McGinnis Hale of Oregon, Sam Rosenberg of Plain, and Frankie Rosenberg of Madison. Seven grandchildren, a sister, Nancy Wilcher of Lee's Summit, Missouri, a brother, Paul and Carolyn Hale of Shelbyville, Indiana, mother-in-law, Dorothy Bowl of Lone Rock, sister-in-law, Susan and Dwayne Taves of Tomahawk, many nieces, nephews, and many other relatives and friends. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Dennis Gunderson include his wife, Inger, five children, Eric and Kathy, Hagen and Susie, Dana and Bill, Karen, and Kelda and Dave, nine grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Charles and Elaine, and many friends. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sydney Kreider and Triton Cleary had a daughter, River Adair.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Adam and Christine Haiti, Roger and Veronica Foley, Aaron and Noah Luther, Fred and Pat Goplin, Donald and Amy Grimm, Tim and Kim Victoria, and Sue and Scott Oshner. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, nice to see the sunshine out there. Looks like we should avoid any shower activity today around here, but still a bit breezy as air is circulating around a storm system parked well to the northeast of Wisconsin, but that should weaken a little bit by tomorrow. However, a front back in the northern plains will sweep in and bring us a pretty good chance of rain showers by late tonight, continuing through about midday tomorrow. Right now, doesn't look like anything too heavy around here, maybe a few tenths of an inch of rainfall. Behind that, generally quiet weather late tomorrow and Sunday. Monday as well looks fairly quiet. Tuesday, a weak front will move through, might provide a couple of showers. We should also see a gradual warming trend later next week as the airflow comes in from the southern plains, getting a little more summer-like and more humid once again. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Sunny to partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 74, northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, clouds build in with a 50% chance of showers late, low at 54. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds with areas of light rain, high at 71, wind variable becoming northwest up to 10. Saturday night, clearing skies with patchy fog, low temperature 51 degrees. Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy with a chance of light showers for the afternoon, high 73. As we look ahead to Monday, just a mix of sun and clouds, low 50, high about 73. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, low near 51 with a high of 75. Wednesday, partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, low 54, high up to 79. And Thursday will be warm and more humid, also a 40% chance of thunderstorms late in the day, lows in the upper 50s with highs in the middle 80s. Enjoy that nice sunshine for the afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 55. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 72. The record high for this date was set in 1985 at 93. The record low, 37, was set in 1949. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 61. Sunset tonight will be at 8:39 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.83 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui.
providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The head of the Ag College at the University of Georgia is back today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Are Ag School graduates employable? Nick Place has an answer. He's the Dean and Director of the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at the University of Georgia.
We've heard a lot from industry that, yeah, we need students or graduates that really understand the technical subject matter, but you know what they really are looking for? Students that are able to deal with conflict and communicate and work with others, have a work ethic. All those kind of what I would call soft skills are also really important and the kind of things that our employers, our potential employers, are looking for.
As to whether ag schools are assets to the community, Place makes a pretty good case.
That is probably one of the things that also excites me about this college and the work that we're doing. And the reason it excites me, so many times you hear anecdote stories about the difference that this college has made in somebody's life or their business, or how it has helped them create a business, or how it has helped them save thousands of dollars, or perhaps save a crop that was on the verge of being taken out by frost or pest. And if it was not for what that extension agent or that extension specialist did, they would have lost their entire livelihood. Those kind of stories really mean a lot, and it really helps me, really drives me each and every day to get up and really be so proud of what we do here in the college.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A policy expert says what Congress is working on now is a preview to what comes later. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bid on more than 150 lots of late-model John Deere machinery at the AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction. To learn more, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. The appropriations process is underway in Washington, D.C., and a policy expert says it's a preview of what Congress could get done this year. Brownfield's Megan Grebner filed this report from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Young Cattlemen's Conference.
NCBA's head lobbyist says he's prepping for a repeat of 2023. Ethan Lane says funding the government will be a dogfight.
The fiscal hawks wanting to cut far more from the Department of Agriculture than I think farm state Republicans are comfortable with. I think that's a theme we're going to continue to see persist.
He tells Brownfield the appropriations process will provide some insight if Congress can move bills under regular order and if a farm bill could get done this year.
If it flatlines, I think they're going to be looking for some other ways to spend their time, you know, their remaining weeks in session. If that's kind of chugging along, I think that kind of keeps that September timeline we keep hearing about in play.
But Lane says
it's a tough lift in this political environment, in these narrow margins.
From Washington, D.C., I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
An agronomist says high winds and dust storms have injured emerging crops in multiple areas. Matt Montgomery with Pioneer says sandblasted corn will take the green off the leaf.
Probably what will happen is that the leaves that haven't been scoured, that have been tucked away and protected inside the whirl, will come out and be fine.
He tells Brownfield while the damage is mostly cosmetic, it could lead to infection. Montgomery says patience and time are typically the best ways of dealing with sandblasted corn. It's early in the season, but low levels of tar spot have been confirmed in Kansas. Dr. Rodrigo Onofre is the row crop specialist at Kansas State University's Department of Plant Pathology.
We just confirmed tar spot in two counties here in Kansas, Doniphan County and Atchison County.
He says this is the first documented report of tar spot in the U.S. for the 2024 growing season. An LG seed sales agronomist says last winter's mild temperatures allowed insects to overwinter better. Alex Cox says the unusually high temperatures gave the insects a head start.
They've been able to have more life cycles because of the elevated temperatures, and it's been on and off, dry and wet, so they've had a pretty good environment to thrive.
He tells Brownfield his customers experienced insect issues they haven't seen before. The USDA reports a sale of more than 100,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China. It's the first announced sale of old crop beans to China in quite some time due to Brazil's price advantage. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit revxfields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Direct cash cattle trade has some light business and cash hogs are untested. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has a few more bids on the table Friday, but they remain well below current asking prices of 186 to 187 in the south and 304 plus in the north. A light trade was reported on Thursday in Kansas at 185, a dollar lower than the previous week. Additionally, just a handful of cattle moved in Texas on Thursday, also a dollar lower at 185. More business could take place in that area Friday afternoon. Dress trade in Nebraska and Iowa remains at a standstill, with producers holding out for higher money. Beef cutouts are higher at midday with light to moderate box movement. Choice is up 104 at 317.25. Select 54 cents higher at 301.37. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, a market trend was not established due to the last reporting sale taking place nearly 1 month ago. USDA says demand was moderate to good at the auction on Thursday, with buyers bidding on yearlings and fall calves. Feeder supply included 48% steers, and 63% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 574 to 591 pounds, brought 333 to 343, and medium and large one feeder heifers, 754 to 780 pounds, sold for 241 to 258.75. Cash hogs are untested at midday with a light opening negotiated run at the major direct markets. It looks like another quiet Friday, as most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand. The weighted average for national direct is a little bit firmer than Thursday's close, but overall demand is limited by the inconsistency in the wholesale market and questions about sustained domestic domestic demand, even with pork up sharply at midday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no comparison, but a base range of $81 to $89 and a weighted average of $86.63. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed on Friday. Pork values were higher at midday, up $3.21 at $103.90. Bellies were sharply higher, up $10.27 at $143.20. Ribs, picnics, butts, and loins were higher. Hams were lower. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tim Suck Oxford Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small sale at a decent crowd. Large squares topped at $275 a ton and large rounds topped at $185 a ton. We need straw. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for our website for more online only auctions. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. We need listings. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today on fund and technical selling. Our profit taking in technical selling, giving back some of yesterday's gains with some additional spillover from soybean products and palm oil. China did buy 104,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans this morning, but has yet to purchase any new crop U.S. beans. July beans are down 19.5 at 11.80.5. August is 16.5 lower at 11.77. July soybean meal is down $2 at 3.60.80. July soybean oil 74 points lower at 43.61. Corn's down on profit-taking and technical selling. There are a lot of questions about just how many acres of corn will end up being fully planted this year, with more rain in the forecast for some areas, but after that, much of the region is expected to see hotter, drier weather by mid-month. July corn's 5.5 lower at 446.5, and September's down 4.75 at 453. And wheat today is lower on another round of fund and technical selling. The trade's watching early U.S. winter wheat harvest results. Export demand remains slow, but could pick up steam due to the crop losses in the Black Sea region. July Chicago's down 10.5 at 629. July Kansas City's 10.75 lower at 667.25. Live cattle are mixed, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. August is down 17 at 177.32. October's up 7 at 179.70. With the slower move in corn, August feeders are $1.85 higher at 254.70. And nearby hogs are up. The deferred months are down on spread trade and uncertainties about sustained demand. July leans up 57 at 93.55. August is 12 higher at 91.80. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
June is National Dairy Month. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's National Dairy Month. Jessica Castle with the St. Louis Dairy Council shares some background on why we celebrate the dairy industry in June.
We've been celebrating milk and other dairy foods and the hardworking dairy farmers during the month of June since 1937, so for 87 years now. And dairy oftentimes is the savory flourish that's added to our meals, or dairy is the milk in our hot chocolate and the cheese in your family's secret recipe. It's there to help you savor some of life's most special moments. But we also use dairy strategically in our meals to boost nutrition. And dairy delivers a tremendous nutrient package that fuels our bodies and supports our well-being. We wouldn't have any of this without the dairy farmers who work hard every day to produce delicious and nutritious milk for all consumers.
Whether it's a glass of milk or a big bowl of ice cream or some cheese, make sure you partake in some dairy products this month to celebrate.
Yogurt is also a great section to explore. There are so many different options out there with flavors and different fat levels, and you can buy lactose-free options too.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre. Consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparison